Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we have a Millennial Music Chat with Jesse Rice. Down here we're rocking a Ray-Ban tank. Toes in the sand, something cold in our hand. In the land of the sun and the fun and the senior trip. Down here we're rocking a top-down Jeep. Sun-kissed hottie kicked up in the seat. No shoes getting loose as we cruise up and down the strip. It's tank tops and flip-flops and the good vibes. Don't stop, catch a sea breeze on the mainland or a dime breeze. Singer-songwriter Jesse Rice has written and collaborated with such chart-toppers as Florida Georgia Line, Nelly, and Lady Antebellum. On his latest record, Pirate Sessions 3, Rice wanted to explore his island experiences and give his listeners a collection of relatable songs that make you feel good and maybe get your island on through music. Pirate Sessions 3 debuted at number 5 on the iTunes Country Charts just a few weeks ago. The album is chock full of catchy escapism tunes like Tank Tops and Flip Flops, good vibe songs like Get Your Island On, and inspirational selections with Hopetown. Last month in Nashville, we chatted with Jesse Rice
on his release of his new album, Pirate Sessions 3, a little bit of Clemson football, and what TV shows he's currently binge-watching.
All right, Jesse, well, thanks for coming on the show.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So your new album just came out, the Pirate Sessions number 3 and debut number 5 on iTunes Country Charts. So that's pretty cool. So
yeah, it's great, man. The response from that was overwhelming, and really, really, I was pleased to see all the people buy that and get us up there. It was just kind of actually a surreal moment on Friday when that happened. It was really nice.
Right, right. So tell us about the inspiration for this version of the Pirate Sessions.
Oh yeah, well, Pirate Sessions 1 and 2 were my babies. Obviously, they were like kind of my creative babies, I would like to say. We did that 5 years ago, and it's been a long time coming for me to put out a new record. The reason it took so long, honestly, is because I wanted to find the songs that were right, that I thought in my mind could live up to the first versions of the Pirate Sessions. Finally got those songs, and once we did, it actually just came about really in the past kind of like year and a half. I finally got the songs that I felt were right, and I was able to kind of complete the record. So it's been a long time coming.
Right, right. Yeah. So what is this album about then?
This album is, each Pirate Sessions is progressively more me, I think. I did the first one with Florida Georgia Line and Chase Rice, and it was really all four of us that we did that. Second one sort of had a couple different people creating, and then this one is really sort of more me. I wrote I guess 6 of the 10 songs by myself, and it's just kind of a lot of this is like where I'm from, where I grew up. It's a lot of my experiences. I play a lot of beach shows. I play a lot of tropical shows, and I write songs about a lot of those things. It just comes. This type of music comes so naturally to me. It is, what I know, you know. And so, like, yes, I write country songs for a living. Living. Nobody can see the quotations I just put there, but. This type of stuff is just more about myself, about where I come from, my life, how I grew up, and that kind of thing.
Right, and you grew up outside of Myrtle Beach, right?
I did, yes. Yeah.
So this album is a lot more beachy feel.
Well, right? Yeah, and a lot of the songs in the previous two were about pirates. You know, in that being said, we take really great pride in being really historically factual with our lyrics, and we're not making stuff up. You know, if you like listen to Blackbeard's Ghost on the first record, or if you listen to Getting Down in a Pirate Town, we're talking about real pirates and really the stories. This song doesn't mention pirates all that much. It's more just like a beachy kind of vibe.
Right.
And so I actually the impetus behind this record, I listen to my fans and the feedback and stuff like that. Pirate Sessions 1 and 2 had a lot of slower songs, really good songs, but sort of slower and more kind of introspective. This one I made sort of more a up-tempo, you know, like if you're on your boat.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind
yeah,
of thing.
Right,
you know?
Right. Yeah. Send back Howlin' Cocktail.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, for sure.
Right. Was that the idea that you wanted to have more an escape album as well, too?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And, I think these days people are looking for an escape, too.
Well, I mean, it's great you say that. And honestly, a lot of the feedback that I get on this record is, I wish I could just pull up, you know, my page or Twitter or something like that and show you the comments that I get, and it's exactly that. It's like, oh, I'm in Michigan, or
right.
Oh, I'm up here in South Dakota, and right. Pirate Sessions is 4 degrees, but it's taking me to the beach. That kind of thing. And honestly, that's why I do it.
Yeah.
I mean, to get that response, to have people say that to me, means everything. It really
right.
does. Yeah.
Right. So when you were growing up in South Carolina outside of Myrtle Beach, who were you listening to that made you, want to get into music there?
I could talk to you about that for 45 minutes and tell you the whole story, but I was a big Garth Brooks guy, was a big Tupac guy, liked Bob Marley, I liked James Taylor, the Eagles. It was all a smorgasbord of just really good music, right? Yeah. I think if it's good music, I liked it.
Yeah.
This type of music in particular, I think I just did because it's what I know. I mean, I don't really think, like, I listened to, the Beach Boys, and it made me want to write beach songs or something like that. I did listen to Beach Boys.
Yeah.
But I just, my parents would, you know, I don't know, I listened to a lot of the stuff they liked, you know. And my dad was a kind of a musician, played guitar, and whatever he liked, I liked. And I don't know, if it was good music, I liked it. I had a very kind of eclectic collection, so to speak, of music when I grew up, yeah.
Right. And then how did anything in South Carolina inspire you on this album, especially now that you live in
everything. Absolutely everything.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like, I think you, as a writer, you kind of, your palette is what you know, you know, and... And my palette happened to be the beach growing up. So a lot of songs I did, I've always, you know, I write from experiences and places I go, and certain things will, you know, kind of inspire you to write songs. And, but for me, it's really great because where I grew up is, I grew up on the beach. So it's like I can always have that there to draw from, you know, I have those experiences to draw from, from growing up in the beach, and obviously going back always, you know, and my family still lives there. So, it's just, like I said, it's just one of those things that this genre of music just kind of comes naturally to me, and it's kind of easy to write.
But you might also spend more time on the beach than the actual Beach Boys ever did. They were even never in.
I don't even know what the Beach Boys do. I know they were in Nashville a couple of days ago, and I missed it because I was out of town. I would have loved to have seen
them. Right. Yeah. Awesome. What made you want to become a singer then?
I don't even know if I want to be a singer. I'm just kidding. Well, I mean, that's a tough question. Songwriting, I can answer that.
Yeah.
Songwriting is what I do. I mean, like, that's what I've always wanted to do. The singing part kind of just is a byproduct, though, I think, of all that. And the making my own music is sort of a byproduct of the songwriting and being, like, a vehicle for that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I never, like, thought in my life, oh, I'm going to grow up and be a singer. I never really even contemplated that, and I don't think I've ever even thought about it until you just said that, to be honest with you. You know, I just, I write songs, and thankfully I sing well enough, sort of, to do that on my own, but it's always been about songs and songwriting for me, for sure, yeah.
Yeah, and talking about songwriting, so you've obviously written with and for a lot of big names as well. What's the difference in the process between writing for yourself and maybe writing for someone else? Do you enjoy one or the other more? Or?
To be honest with you, that's a hard question to answer, in the fact that songs are songs, and songs come when I believe they're supposed to come. And I know I do my day job. I call my day job songwriting. You know, so like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I'm writing country songs and doing that. And I'm still doing that. I don't know. I just feel like when I write by myself, I tend to go where I go with these records.
Right.
It just comes naturally to me. But, I mean, I just think, you know, as a songwriter, the processes are so different. Anytime you write a song, every song is different. You can write a song in 30, 45 minutes, or write a song and the idea simmers around for a couple months and you finish it. Like, you know, you never know. For me, the process difference is different every time. For these Pirate Sessions songs, I mean, I probably wrote 20 songs for this record to put 10 on there.
Right.
And there were, you know, another 10 that I just didn't like, or I didn't think were up to my standards or what I wanted to be for this record. And so we didn't put that on there. And, you know, Tank Tops and Flip Flops is the lead song off this record. I wrote in 20 minutes, right? There's a song that's called Island Eyes that took me 6 months to write, to finish.
Right.
So, you know, Cruise, the song I wrote with Florida Georgia Line. We wrote that in 45 minutes. Mm. In the middle of writing another song called When God Runs Out of Rain, and it took us like three months to finish When God Runs Out of Rain. So he's just like, right. You know, you just never know. It's like, it's a funny business, a funny process to write songs for sure.
Right. And then you have some dates coming up that you're going to be playing live. Yeah. How are these songs, have you played these songs yet live?
The Pirate Recession songs? Yeah. Yes. I actually did the full record on Friday. For my CD release party, and then we had another gig on Saturday in Destin, Florida. So we did the CD release party in Port St. Joe on Friday night, and then we did Destin on Saturday night, and I got to play all those. I actually played every Pirate Session 3 song live for those shows. It was really fun. I had a great time.
What's the best part about playing live, you think?
For me, it's the interaction with the fans. It's seeing the fans. I have fans out there I didn't even know about that love this style of music that I didn't really realize the breadth of how many people out there get this stuff and how many people like it and how many people love it. And, you know, just for me, the moments where I sing and they're all singing the lyrics back to me is the best part to me. I love it.
Right. Yeah. You mentioned before about songwriting, the process and stuff. And so one song, it takes you 20 minutes and then it takes you a while. Do you have to kind of go away and write, or are you kind of always writing all the time, or just,
I could be in like in the shower or something and words would come out. Yeah. You know, matter of fact, I wrote a song like 3 days ago. I was driving from my first show in Port St. Joe to Destin, Florida. And I don't even know why I came up with it, but I was in my truck and I was just like spitting these lyrics into my little voice notes thing.
Right.
And then when I got to a place where I could pull my guitar out and put chords to it, I did. And that's going to be probably one of the songs on Pirate Sessions so far.
Are you just going to keep going with that theme? Or?
100%. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And the thing is, I mean, there's such a market out there for this. It's like an untapped thing that I knew nothing about. This genre of trop rock is what they call it. I didn't know anything about that, man. I was, I sort of knew about Parrotheads and Jimmy Buffett's followers. But I didn't really know that there was a whole like subset of music where these people were like, you know, they're artists out there playing this whole genre and fans and everything. And a couple of years ago, my buddy Tom Shepard sort of was like, hey man, let me tell you, he's like, he moved from Nashville to Texas and I hadn't seen him in a couple of years. And he was like, hey man, I'm gonna tell you what I've been doing the past couple of years. And these people out here love you. Like, he's like, they know who you are. They are big fans. And he's like, you have this whole like world out here that you haven't even explored yet. So I told myself that this year is going to be the year that I focus on exploring that, basically.
Yeah.
That's
awesome.
Well, outside of the music, are you binge watching any TV shows these days?
Always, baby.
What are you watching?
Man, I just finished Goliath with Billy Bob Thornton.
Okay, yeah.
Great series there. I watched the Bosch series on Amazon. Right now I'm watching Hell on Wheels. It's like this history. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I've seen that. The producer.
Right? Yeah. So it's like about the trains, the Union Pacific Railroad going out west. Now, I watch a lot of TV. That's what I do in my downtime. I read books and watch TV.
Right. Awesome.
Yeah.
So you're from South Carolina. Are you Clemson or Gamecocks?
Clemson, baby. Come on now.
They kind of had a good year. Actually, it's a good 2 years.
Yeah, we had a great 2 years. So about 5-6 years ago, maybe even longer than that, I don't know. I wrote a song called Damn Good Day to Be a Clemson Tiger.
Okay.
And they play it in the stadiums during the games and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And we actually just re-recorded a version. We actually re-recorded it last year, right before the national championship game. Didn't win.
Yeah.
So I've been sitting on it for a year, and we just put it up on iTunes. It's called Damn Good Day to Be a Clemson Tiger National Championship version, in which we talk about us being the national champions.
That's
a new
theme song.
Oh, it is, man. Well, yeah, like I said, they play it in the stadiums, and it's like a tailgate favorite. But.
Yeah.
I'm a superhero when Mile Zero shows up in my windshield. I put on my drinking cape and shake these boots up off of my heels. I trade them in for some flip-flops, Costa Koozie and a pop top. Just call me a doctor, a frozen concoctor. I'm an expert in the field. Yeah, I might pay for it tomorrow, but today is too much fun. Old models and supermodels hanging in the Florida sun.